This is Judith Lay welcoming you to Manx Radio and to the podcast of this week's edition of At Your Service. Manx Radio. The Alpha Course and an Archbishop. That's today's programme in a nutshell. Remember the Alpha Course? Well, we're taking another look at it today. And following his visit to the island last weekend, I'll be talking with the Archbishop of York. That's all after our opening hymn, Praise to the Holiest in the Height. Praise to the Holiest in the Height, that recording by the Huddersfield Choral Society with some stirring brass accompaniment. Last weekend, the Most Reverend and Right Honourable Stephen Cottrell, Archbishop of York, visited the island. Another stop on his Lord's Prayer Tour, which saw Archbishop Stephen speaking in the Cathedral in Peel last Sunday evening about, quite simply, the Lord's Prayer, the prayer given to us by Jesus, and the prayer which Archbishop Stephen urges everyone to think about more deeply, as he believes that truly living by these words will lead us to a better, more fulfilled life. So let's hear now from Archbishop Stephen in a conversation I recorded in the Cathedral last Sunday evening. Archbishop Stephen, welcome back to the island.
It's lovely to be here again. And the sun is shining and I'm seeing the island. I've been here several times, but I'm seeing it like never before on this visit.
Well, we do feel a bit responsible for the weather, especially when somebody's just here for a short time, as indeed you are, with lots to do. We do want everything to look at its best. Now, chiefly, what I would like you to talk to us about the Faith in the North movement, this movement that started at the beginning of this year. It's a three-year programme. It's something that, with disarming honesty, you've said, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I just feel it's the right thing to do. But just before we get deeply into that, the last time we talked, you were very gracious. You gave me an interview in a very crowded schedule, and I didn't get the chance to ask you the question that I was longing to know, the question I ask everybody who is ordained. Mm. Why are you doing what you're doing? You had a media degree. So with a media degree, there was a lot that you could do with your gift for communication and that under your belt. There was an awful lot that you could do. But after a couple of years, you chose ordained ministry. What was it that made you change direction?
Well, the short answer, Judith, is God. So for me, when I say the word God, God is not an interesting set of ideas, not a set of propositions about the nature of the universe. God is real. And God has become real for me, for us, for the world, in his son Jesus Christ. And although I wasn't brought up going to church, when I, as a teenager, encountered the story of Jesus and the person of Jesus, I think I've always been somebody who wanted to change the world. But in meeting Jesus, in knowing Jesus, in following Jesus, I think I learned that the only way you change the world is by changing human hearts. So I decided to be a follower of Jesus and to be part of his church. And I knew there and then, probably as a very, you know, as a teenager, I knew that probably one day that would mean being ordained and doing what I've done with my life. I thought it would happen when I was old. It happened, actually, looking back, when I was very young. But that's the answer. It's God. The one thing I would say, however, is I'm still in the communications business. My great longing is that I want to share with you, I want to share with your listeners, the story of what God has done in Jesus. Because I think it is what our world cries out for. I don't know what you and your listeners think when they look at our world at the moment. I look at the world, I see such sorrow, such confusion, such hurt. And I believe what God shows us in Jesus is, well, this is what human beings are meant to be like. This is how you could live your life. So I want to communicate that story. Writing's always been a big part of my life. So one of the ways I do that is by writing about it. And I try to write in a way that's accessible and compelling and moving. But other people have to be the judge of that. But I hugely enjoy the writing.
And I think anything that we do has to come from a zeal or an enjoyment. Mm. Otherwise, it's very forced. And this brings us very nicely round to the thing that is really driving you at the moment, which is your movement, Faith in the North, a three-year movement that's going to have three distinct parts to it. Now, let's just be clear for the moment. We're not talking about the north of England when we talk about Faith in the North. It's the northern province.
That's right.
The Church of England is in two halves, and you are in charge of the northern province, which extends over a huge area, including this, the Isle of Man.
I'm very happy to say the lovely Isle of Man is part of the province of York in church terms, and I believe the Isle of Man has got a lot to share and teach the rest of us. When it comes to the things that Faith in the North care about, which is very simple: prayer, storytelling, planting churches. That's what the saints of old did. They were people of prayer, they told stories of faith, and they planted churches. And your local saint, St. Macald, I mean, I think I'm right in saying it was the year 450 that he arrived on what is now the Isle of Man and planted a church, and there's a well up in the north of the island. What a fantastic story. But I wonder to myself, does everybody in the Isle of Man know this amazing story? Certainly over in England, we don't know his story. I want to tell people his story because I think we can learn from that, and then we can be inspired by it.
You're absolutely right. I think that sometimes a complacency creeps in. We need somebody to say, this is incredibly special and we need to celebrate this. Now, the focus of this first year is the Lord's Prayer. Mm. And You're saying it's a prayer to learn by heart and to take it into our hearts, because you're right, we're living in a confusing and hurting world, and you believe that these words have got the secret to a better, more fulfilled life for everybody.
Yeah, I think the amazing thing about the Lord's Prayer is that it doesn't just teach you how to pray, it teaches you how to live. The Lord's Prayer teaches you what to want. So in Matthew's Gospel, when Jesus introduces the Lord's Prayer to his disciples, he says, "Your heavenly Father knows what you need before you ask him." To which I think the reply is, well, why bother to ask then if he knows already? To which I think the answer is, because we don't know. We don't know what we want, or we seek after all the wrong things. So this prayer is like an education in desire. It's training the heart. So yes, it's teaching you how to pray, but it's also teaching you how to be human, teaching you what to want. So it's a bit of a revolution. I think perhaps there ought to be a little bit of a health warning to go with it, to say, really be careful when you say this prayer. It might change you. So I've embarked upon this tour across the northern province, therefore including the Isle of Man, just teaching people about the Lord's Prayer. For some people, of course, teaching them for the first time. We've produced a lot of resources for schools where, I'm happy to say, still most children do learn the Lord's Prayer. Many don't. So we want to help schools and teachers teach the Lord's Prayer. And prayer is it's at the very heart of the Christian life. But for Faith in the North, it's prayer, storytelling, planting churches, pilgrimage. These are the things that we want to help churches rediscover.
In the course of our research here on the island, we've discovered that the Lord's Prayer is prayed on this island in over 170 different languages, which was something we didn't know until we took the trouble to talk to people and discover that. And so what we're celebrating here at the moment at around your visit is that this prayer is in all these different languages, but it's still at the core, got the same message, the very same message.
No, it's really inspiring what you've been doing. I've been in Peel Cathedral and I've seen the posters on the on the pillars with the Lord's Prayer in many, many, many different languages. So I love what you're doing. It's a prayer, well, as you said, it's a prayer to learn by heart, but a prayer to get to the heart. And when we say, you know, that English expression, learning something by heart, of course, what it means is you've actually learnt it in your head. You've learnt it by rote. You've learnt it by memory. You've committed it to memory. But we don't say that. We say, I know it by heart. And I think, therefore, what that means is it's got inside us. It's starting to shape us. So, yes, I've been very inspired by what you've been doing. In fact, we'd quite like to steal your posters and take them with us when we go. We're not going to, don't worry. They're very beautiful. It also shows that Faith in the North is a partnership. We want to work with others, and it's wonderful to see how you've been inspired by what we're doing, and now we're inspired by you in turn.
Well, it is a partnership. Everywhere you visit, we'll be taking your idea and developing it in a way that is culturally appropriate. It's exciting times, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, this is just, for me, this is one leg of a tour. And so far, everywhere we've been, it's been different because the local church and local people have reimagined it in a way that's relevant for them. And of course, that also enriches my learning and our learning, because we are a community of faith where each of us has a really important part to play.
Now, I'm resisting the temptation to say, so what are we going to do next? Because we've got a lot to do this year. And we've got our eyes on October now.
On the 10th of October this year, we're inviting schools to say the Lord's Prayer, something many schools will be doing anyway. But by doing it all together and by making some record of your doing it together, we hope that we can, one, encourage children to learn the Lord's Prayer and to learn it by heart, but also celebrate this as part of our spiritual and Christian heritage. So I hope maybe schools on the Isle of Man will join in.
Archbishop Stephen, thank you very much indeed. And this is just a first meeting on a 3-year journey that I hope we can share together.
Yeah, and I hope I'll be back. I will be back.
Give us this day our
The Lord's Prayer by the London Fox Singers. And my thanks to my guest, the Most Reverend Stephen Cottrell, Archbishop of York. And the Lord's Prayer display that Archbishop Stephen mentioned is a series of story banners and a soundscape produced with the help of people of many different nationalities living on the island, and is in the cathedral in Peel, which is open every day from 9 a.m. to around 6 p.m. So do please pop in and take a look when you get a chance. And there'll be more on the Lord's Prayer and the Faith in the North movement later in the year. Archbishop Stephen mentioned our patron saint, Macleod, who planted a church and spread the Christian faith here over 1,500 years ago. And, by a happy coincidence, this programme next Sunday will be all about St Macleod, as I head to the north of the island to meet and talk with a local expert, Reverend Dr Ian Folds. And now for a change of topic. Almost 50 years ago, a curate at Holy Trinity Anglican Church in London was looking for a way to introduce new Christians to the person of Jesus and his message. He couldn't find anything that exactly met his needs, so he devised the Alpha Course. And the course remained a resource in his church until 1990, when another priest at Holy Trinity Brompton, Reverend Nicky Gumble, saw the potential of the Alpha Course as a place where Christians and those wanting to explore the Christian faith for the first time could meet and talk in a relaxed, non-threatening place. And so Alpha was launched nationally, with its format of meetings, often in homes rather than church buildings, sharing food, watching a video, and having time for questions and discussion. And now the Alpha team are suggesting that the time's right to grow Alpha. For those who've been running Alpha courses for years, for those who've never run a course before, and for anyone who wonders whether Alpha would be the right way to reach out to young people who are curious about faith and want to know more. So, we've got some Alpha experts coming to the island next Monday, that's the 21st, to bring us Grow Alpha and Alpha Youth, two completely free sessions in St John's Mill. And joining me now from her office in Liverpool is Anna Watson, Alpha Relationship Manager for the North and Midlands, who'll be one of the team travelling to the island next Monday. Anna, good morning and welcome. And first of all, remind us of the aim of the Alpha course.
Alpha's been designed for people to explore faith, life and purpose and the core ideas of the Christian faith. And we want to give people of all backgrounds the opportunity to have a transformative experience with the Holy Spirit and to get to meet Jesus once again.
Anna, we're hearing a lot about a quiet revival that an increasing number of people, including many young adults, are looking for a deeper meaning to life. Would Alpha be a good starting point for them?
And our latest research is saying that one in three adults would come to church if they're invited. And so our question at Alpha is, are we inviting people to our churches? Is there a place that they can come and explore what faith looks like for them?
I think it's very true that people like to be invited to things, but I also think that for someone who hasn't got a faith background, suddenly coming into a church service where everyone seems to know everybody else and know what they're doing could be quite an isolating experience, no matter how sincere the invitation is. So, Anna, might Alpha be a good bridge for people taking first steps on a faith journey?
We believe that Alpha is a really great tool to be in that gap between someone not coming to church and someone coming to church. Alpha's all about open conversations. We're not telling people what to think, but we're showcasing what we believe as Christians, and we're kind of asking them, what do you think about what we think, essentially? And so it's an open conversation. We're open-minded to all walks of life, all previous beliefs and faiths, and it's a place for people just to truly explore and have a positive encounter with the church. And that's why we're coming over to the Isle of Man on the 21st of July. We want to meet with as many church leaders and people that want to share their faith as much as possible. So we're going to have two sessions. Our first session is at 5:30, and this is particularly about Alpha Youth. We are seeing a massive rise in young people expressing a faith in Jesus, and we're having young people kind of call in who've had dreams about Jesus in the night and they don't know what to do or where to go. And so we had a brand new Alpha Youth series out in November. So 5:30 at St. John's Mill Conference Centre, we're going to be talking about Alpha Youth with desserts and drinks. And then at 7 p.m, we're going to have our Grow Alpha event, which is thinking about how we can take our alphas to the next level, how we can have culture of hospitality, a culture of encounter, a culture of growing our team. And so 5:30 and 7 p.m, but people are welcome to both.
Now, these two sessions next Monday, are they just suitable for clergy or worship leaders or youth leaders, or can anyone come along who's interested in sharing their faith?
We're all called to share our faith in Jesus, and we're seeing Alpha courses happen in schools, in workplaces, in church, in cafes, in pubs. We all can do it, and so we can all come along on the 21st of July.
Anna, we often feel enthusiastic about the idea of running a course, but don't actually start it because we worry that we'll run into some difficulty or we'll run out of ideas. So how much support do you give to Alpha leaders?
We give as much support as is needed. Our jobs, it is the best job in the world to chat and talk and pray with different Alpha course leaders all across the British Isles, really. And so we are able to call weekly or as regularly as needed, pray together, always on the end of an email or a WhatsApp. And so we are cheering you on, both sort of in the spiritual realm, but also physically. We can help support with recipe ideas, if we're doing Alpha Youth, game ideas, troubleshoot any issues. We are just at the end of a phone at all times. And you can get access to all of our materials, all of our videos, all of our PDF guides, prayer guides, safeguarding forms. Everything is on there. Playlists for people as they walk into our spaces.
Anna, you've clearly got all the bases covered. And the website, which is the hub for everything Alpha, is alpha.org.uk. Now, both sessions next Monday are free, but to make sure there's enough cakes and chairs, it'd be really helpful if you could use the website to book your place on either or both of the sessions. And you can find a link on the website, alpha.org.uk/events. And the two Isle of Man sessions are top of the events page. Anna, thank you for joining us this morning and bringing us all that information. And we look forward to meeting you in person and welcoming you and your Alpha colleagues to the island and to St. John's Mill next Monday, the 21st. One final question, Anna. You're clearly passionate about what you're doing, and it sounds like it's much more than just a job to you. So I'm wondering, of all the things that you could be doing, what led you to be part of the Alpha team?
Oh, that's such a beautiful question. So I was 18 and I was thinking about going to university to do medicine. And I felt like the Lord told me no. And I had an amazing mentor who actually is my line manager now at Alpha. And we spent a couple of months praying together, and I went off to Bible college, and she met with me most weeks. We chatted and we prayed, and then a job came up at Alpha. And I am just so convinced that the world needs Jesus. And I live in Liverpool and I want to start with Liverpool. And so I became a youth worker, and I look after the youth work at my church. And then a job came up at Alpha, and it was like, okay, this is going to be a little bit bigger. My territory is expanding to the north and the Midlands. And so I was able to say yes through my line manager just being such a great mentor, helping me, equipping me, sharing what she's learned. She's a few years ahead of me. And so it just felt like the right fit, really. And so it's been amazing. I've been at Alpha for a year and a half. We've just seen so many people come to faith through the course, which has just been incredible.
Thank you, Anna Watson, Alpha Relationship Manager for the North and Midlands. And Anna will be one of the team delivering the two free sessions, Run Alpha Youth and Grow Alpha, both at St. John's Mill next Monday the 21st, 5:30 for Alpha Youth and 7 p.m. for Grow Alpha. And those free tickets can be claimed via the website. The address again is alpha.org.uk/events. The Isle of Man is at the top of the events list, and there will be cake. And now, talking of cakes and dates, let's see what's on today's notice board, beginning today, Sunday the 13th. It's not too late to join in the afternoon walk today from St Luke's Church in the Baldwin Valley to Abbeylands Chapel. It's a 2.5 mile walk using roads and a public footpath across farmland, so please wear appropriate footwear. And in this lovely hot weather, plenty of sunscreen, and I think a hat is the order of the day. Meet at St Luke's this afternoon at 1 p.m, arriving at Abbeylands Chapel for the service at 3 p.m. And after the service, there'll be a walk back to St Luke's. Refreshments will be served at both ends of the walk, and lifts to and from both churches will be available for those who need it. And the 3 o'clock service in Abbeylands will be led by Reverend Paul Davis. Technically, he's a visiting minister, but such a regular visitor that he and his wife Elizabeth are well known and very well liked here. And we have 2 anniversary services being celebrated this evening. Glen May Chapel anniversary is being celebrated tonight at 6 o'clock, with the songs of praise followed by refreshments. Everyone's welcome to come and celebrate 139 years of witness in Glen May Chapel. And the Cool Sunday School anniversary service is this evening at 6:30. It'll be led by Gareth Moore, with special singing by the children and Christine Bragazzi, with refreshments following the service. Now on to the week ahead and to St Thomas's Church, just off the promenade here in Douglas, who offer you an hour of music this Wednesday evening in the company of the Isle of Man Community Choir, conducted by Dr Mandy Griffin. It starts at 7:45 with free admission, delicious homemade cakes afterwards, and a retiring collection if you would like to donate. Also on Wednesday evening, there's another Summer Songs of Praise in St Adamnan's, Lonnon Old Church. This Wednesday, the 16th, at 7:30, it'll be led by the Archdeacon, the Venerable Irene Cowell, with soloist Debbie Gooding and organist Wendy McDowell. The next monthly simple lunch at the Cool will be this Thursday, the 17th, from noon until 2 p.m. This is in the Cool Chapel Hall above the Isle of Man Business Park. Homemade soups and desserts, followed by tea or coffee, and there's a warm welcome for everyone. Also on Thursday, this week's summer concert in St Catherine's Church in Port Erin will be given by another popular choir, Musicale, conducted by Judy Cross. That's this Thursday evening at 7:30, with free admission and a retiring collection. And finally, a look ahead to next Sunday, the 20th. The annual Friends of Onchan Heritage Service will be held in Abbeylands Chapel at 3 p.m. with Reverend Rebecca Ingruel, reader Carol Bairstow, and organist Mr. Andrew Smith, MHK. Refreshments will be served afterwards, and everyone will be made very welcome. Orrisdale Chapel invite you to join them to celebrate their 182nd anniversary next Sunday the 20th at 2:30. The guest speaker is Derry Kizak, BEM, pioneer farmer and one-time lead rider in the famous Purple Helmets. Other entertainers are Simon Bampton and Austin Pegg. And the chapel is located on the Orrisdale Loop Road, north of Kirkmichael. And that's all for now. But I'll be back tonight at 9 o'clock, opening the virtual lounge door and inviting you to join me for easy listening music and your requests and dedications. And so, until whenever we meet again, this is Judith saying thank you for listening, and I wish you and those you love a blessed and peaceful week and a very good morning.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.